Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And how are you doing in this month of June? Well, we're going to have quite a month. June is going to be different than any other month you've ever lived through. June is bringing three astrological events, and there is a lot of big issues exploding and evolving. In March, Neptune changed signs. In May, Saturn changed signs. They both have moved from Pisces into Aries. At the end of May, Uranus changes signs. Venus changes signs on June 6th, and Mercury will change signs tomorrow, June 9th. Jupiter moves into the sign of Cancer, and Mars changes signs on June 17th. And then we have the summer solstice, when the sun moves out of Gemini into the sign of Cancer. The planets are moving like this all at once is practically unheard of. Neptune, Saturn, Uranus, Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and the Sun. Pluto moved into Aquarius in January of 2025. June will be an unsteady and unstable month because there is so much new energy coming in, so much ground being broken, so much mulch being laid out. It can be difficult getting a picture or feeling about what the long-term outcome will be. This is truly a new experience for everyone, animal, vegetable, or mineral. The biggest aspects happening in June are Mercury co-joins Jupiter on June 8th. Then Mercury will immediately move into Cancer, followed 24 hours later by Jupiter. Also on Monday, June 9th, Mercury squares Saturn, Neptune, and Aries. Jupiter follows on the 15th and the 19th, respectively. This next week brings in two huge squares to Saturn and Neptune, who are now traveling together for a short time. The two planets are opposite in astrological terms. Saturn constricts, restricts, limits, bringing in structure, boundaries, and organization, while Jupiter expands and grows. The planet Saturn's gases are frozen, while Jupiter is more solid. Saturn has rings around it, limitation. Jupiter's gas billows out, giving out three times more heat and light from the sun than it takes in. You could not land on Jupiter because it has no substance. When you find positive angles between Jupiter and Saturn in a birth chart, the individual will be a good business person, sensible with money, and knows when to take an astute chance. When you find a square and opposition, then these individuals will be prone to occasional moments of randomness when they just take a chance, but that doesn't work. Saturn will stop Jupiter from overstretching, while Jupiter will begin to expand and push Saturn's boundaries. When we apply these facts to the financial markets, it's pretty clear that there will be coming into the summer an economic storm. beginning right after the summer solstice. There will be a lot of variation along with hype and spin in the market. Stock shares will spiral up and then down, along with crypto. There will be some huge rise and falls during the time. Fortunes will be lost, while a few fortunes will be made. The sensible people who know how to follow astrology will not speculate at this time, especially when Mercury retrogrades in July. Remember that Jupiter is not only squaring Saturn, but Neptune as well. That time period will be all hype and spin. Promises made, but not kept. Full storms of lies, fake news, Hollywood glamour, enchantment, seduction, big time. I consider this summer to be the most risky time of the Saturn-Neptune conjunction, which goes until next February. There will be so much hot air, but don't allow yourself to buy into it. You're being warned here. Please listen. During this period, there will also be a full moon, the strawberry moon, in Sagittarius this Wednesday, June 11th. The 11th of June is within 24 hours of Donald Trump's birthday. His sun is at 20 degrees Gemini. His moon is at 21 degrees Sagittarius. This full moon conjoins his moon, opposing his sun, right on his ascendant, and Mars is conjuncting his natal Mars. Shortly after this energy, transiting Mars at 28 degrees Leo, squares Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus. This energy is warlike, volatile, unpredictable, and electrical. The energy will happen within the space of 5 days off. Trump's sun, moon, and Mars are on his ascendant south node, and the south node is a karma point. To me, it's plain to see that regardless of whether you like him or not, you will see him both expand and contract, overblown while undercut. There will be a lot of extremes coming from him. Taking him out of the equation, with a full moon like that and the Uranus-Mars square along with the Jupiter square Saturn and Neptune at the same time, we will be seeing a slew of people falling on their swords. Many people will be forced to step aside from the limelight worldwide. We've had a time of a mess, bottom of the sea upsets, when the Saturn Neptune were in Pisces, but this energy is very different. This is sudden, expansive, and contracting. The good part is that it will only be here for 2 weeks, and this will be over by the summer solstice on the 21st of June. There are 4 events like this in 2025, like electrical cardiographic shock to the system, in preparation for what's coming next February with the Saturn-Neptune conjunction for the last time. The next one will come on the second week in August, and the third one comes in late September, which will be shorter, sharper, incisive energy, bringing in uncertainty and unrest. And the fourth one is in February of 2026. 5 outer planets will be knocking each other around in these 2 weeks. There are some uplifting and positive aspects here as well. Mars sextile Jupiter. Mercury moves quickly through Cancer and will be in Leo by the end of June. Be careful as we pass through June, not because of all the individual risks or danger, but because of speculation, whether it's financial or gossip, will be on a teeter-totter, and there's no point in allowing yourself to be swept along via hype and spin and BS. All of this is driven by greed, along with the desire for control and power. There is one thing the planets changing this month with some large-scale energy will bring to us. The old ways are coming to an end. A new world is dawning where the systems we've known about power and control will not be working anymore. It's really a new world. We're in it now, and we will be dragged through it, either willingly or kicking and screaming. On July 1st, we can look back at June and say, wow, what a ride that was. There has never been energy like this on the planet. 2025 and 2026 will be the most changing times in our lifetime, as well as in the planet's lifetime. It's more than a shake, rattle, and roll. I appeal to the sense and able, the sensible, able to sense for yourself or with some sort of guidance and help from others in the light workers and astrology community, the students, the practitioners, the knowledgeable. Don't get caught up in it all. There will be drama and lots of it, but not a crisis. It may seem like a crisis, but it's actually just blown over drama. Get out the popcorn, pull up your favorite chair, and prepare for the next show. It's a doozy, but enjoy the ride if you can. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I'll be back with a lot more information after our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of June 9th through June 15th, 2025. 2025 has been a relatively upbeat, exciting time of endings, new beginnings, and change. However, every roadway has its bumps and potholes here and there, and this week holds a few of them. Jupiter leaves the rational sign of Gemini and enters the emotional sign of Cancer. It is in tension with Saturn and Neptune in Aries in the middle of the month. On Monday, June 9th, Mercury and Jupiter enter Cancer. Just hours before that, they formed a conjunction in the last minutes of Gemini. Your mind could now be racing at full speed. However, it may not be easy to distinguish between thoughts and feelings. Don't take everything you hear at face value, not even the stories you tell yourself. For some, this time is an emotional roller coaster. Jupiter's change of signs is an astrologically significant event. Until the summer of 2026, it will focus on issues such as belonging, receptivity, and family matters. The quality of this time brings us into contact with the archetype of the Great Mother in all her forms and conveys a mostly welcome richness of emotion. Immediately after entering Cancer on June 9th, Mercury is in tension with Saturn, and one day later with Neptune. It may now be challenging to understand what's going on. Facts may be embellished or falsified, and your own assessment of a situation may be subtly flawed. Stay cool and don't let the sometimes chaotic conditions upset you. Things will settle down again as we move along. At the same time, Venus in Taurus squares Pluto in Aquarius. This could bring intense experiences in relationships for lovers and a creative high for artists. Make sure you maintain your freedom of action. With Jupiter now in the sign of Cancer, you may find your focus on your family and home. You may now expand your household with a new baby or a grandchild. On Monday, June 9th, you may choose to stay home because there are other aspects that are quite challenging that day. Work remotely and schedule any outings for another time. The energies are overflowing with the potential for bitterness, hard feelings, power plays, and emotional game playing. On Wednesday, June 11th, there's a full moon in Sagittarius, the strawberry moon. It forms a trine with Mars in Leo and Chiron in Aries. Confident mood of this grand fire trine makes it possible to achieve many things that previously seemed impossible. However, Wednesday is a challenging day that asks you to make some positive changes, especially when it comes to family matters. It could be a good time to seek family counseling, have some heart-to-heart talks, or even recover from a dysfunctional upbringing and heal any misunderstandings with someone close to you. Thursday could be a confusing time when it's easy to be deceived by manipulative players in your business dealings or surroundings. It's best to put off any important decision till Friday, if possible. While Saturday morning and afternoon are brimming with romance and spontaneity, the evening is not the best time for a date, as people may be overly sensitive. Sunday, June 15th, is Father's Day and brings in an energy that could trigger a lot of rage and sadness. If you grew up with a powerful, controlling, and manipulative parent figure, the energies could turn angry and bring up things from the past. You are not obligated to celebrate painful memories. If you had a loving father who has passed, you could feel a bit of sadness. Try to remember the good times you shared together. As we get to the middle of the month, nervousness spreads. On Sunday, June 15th, the square between Jupiter and Saturn becomes exact. The profound social changes of recent years must now be critically reviewed for the first time. If you could hibernate safely in a corner of a room in your home, you can shield yourself and avoid some of the demanding vibrations of this coming week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly Cosmic Tip. Are you feeling uncertain about what's ahead in 2025? The world is drifting and shifting very fast without much guidance. Our leaders are fallen, changing, we're changing the guard, and we're certainly unprepared for what's ahead. There are delays and setbacks that could slow things down, especially in June. But in the long run, they can be advantageous since they give time to reassess and analyze our minor problems. Please be careful with what you say, as you might need to pull back and let others do the talking during the summer. Let's dive into the important events for you in the month of June, sign by sign. We'll begin with Aries and go right through to Pisces. Aries, in June you may find some excellent financial opportunities. Don't spend unwisely and be mindful of your budget. When Cancer season begins at the summer solstice on the 21st, you can mend fences with family and friends. You'll find that helping others winds up helping you as well. If you've been questioning your life purpose, the full moon in Sagittarius this coming week on June 11th will give you some clarity. Your smarts and drive are at their peak, so take a chance on starting a new project or job. You've got the fire in you, and you're always ahead of the game. Taurus. The headlines in June is that Venus is in Taurus all month long, making it the best month of the year with your romance and manifestation departments. It's also a time for you to concentrate and manage your finances. How you make money and how you save it are the most important things right now. But most important is what you use your money for. The full moon on the 11th makes love and romance extra tense. It could become a challenge. It's a good time to release old baggage so that you can begin something new. Jealousy could rear its ugly head at month's end. Open and honest communication goes a long way in the healing process. Good luck to you, Taurus. Gemini. In June, your big events is that Jupiter is leaving Gemini and moving into Cancer on the 9th. While you may feel a bit out of the spotlight, this isn't a bad thing. Jupiter is enhancing Cancer and in its detriment in Gemini. Over the course of the next year, you can have several financial gains as well as a possible windfall. Time to focus on romance and your closest relationships. Existing romantic relationships could progress to the next level. Ongoing issues are likely to be resolved. That sounds like happiness for you, Gemini. Cancer. June is a big month for Cancer. In addition to the sun moving into Cancer on the 21st, Mercury moves into your sign on the 8th. Also, Jupiter, the planet of luck, enters Cancer on June 9th. You should feel strong, confident, and at ease with who you are. The next 12 months are a time of good fortune for you, Cancers. Cultivate this positive energy by caring for others, trusting in your compassion, and simply believing in yourself of any heartache or pain from the past. The new moon in Cancer on June 25th offers you some deep energetic healing. Take care of yourself, Cancer. Leo. On June 6th, Venus enters Taurus, bringing in a harmonious time with your workplace as well as romance. It's a great time to redecorate your home. The Sagittarius full moon on the 11th is a great time for you to shine. Life doesn't have to be so serious. It's time for you to have some fun. After the Cancer new moon on the 25th, you may crave some time alone. You also might feel especially tired during this time. Don't fight it, Leo. Give yourself all the time you need to rest, reflect, and regroup at month's end. It would be great if you could sit by the ocean at some point this summer. Virgo. June is a big social month for you Virgos. Make a point to socialize with friends, participate in group activities, and get more involved with your community. Mars enters Virgo on the 17th, and after that you will be very busy. If your home needs repair or some fresh painting, now is the time to take action. If you're feeling a bit lonely at month's end after all this activity, strive to get out and connect with people. Helping others and volunteering is a great way to do that. Libra. In June, Mercury, Jupiter, and the Sun all move into Cancer. This is a big career month for you Libras. If you're working towards a promotion or a milestone event, there's a good chance it will manifest now. At the full moon in Sagittarius on the 11th, expect to be especially busy. Your brain is firing on all cylinders. At the new moon on the 25th, take some downtime. At the same time, meditate on creating success with your future goals. This is a powerful time to begin a new project or start a new job. Scorpio. In June, when Venus moves into Taurus on the 6th, any hard work you've put into relationships will pay off. It's an excellent time for finding balance, enjoying time spent with people you love, and ending arguments with people from your past. It's time to spread your wings like that eagle and expand your horizons through education or meeting new people. Also, money issues could come into focus the last half of June. If you're thinking about making a large purchase or hoping for a big raise, this is the month it could happen. Sagittarius. In June, when the Sun and Mercury enter Cancer, it's time to dive deeply into your feelings and maybe begin some therapy. Inner work is never easy, but it is necessary and will ultimately help you to feel better. The full moon in Sagittarius on the 11th is one of the most powerful times of the year for you. Your emotions are overflowing and there might be some outbursts. However, they could lead to some relief. If someone hurt your feelings on the 18th, remember that you are allowed to let them know. After the sun moves into Cancer, the higher-ups could notice that you're hard-working. You feel lucky and sense that you are making strides in your career. Be sure to smile a lot this month, Sagittarius. We'll continue with Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces after the break. I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our half-hour break. And the song was Between Yesterday and Tomorrow by Barbara Streisand. I just found out that President Trump is planning a military parade on his birthday, which is June 14th. It's leaving me a little bit nervous because of his Mars return. We are not only having a square between Mars and Uranus. The signs are Leo and Taurus. And the degree is an eretic 28 degrees, the degree of danger, warfare, explosions, and sudden upsets is right on President Trump's Mars. So he's having a Mars return. It's a very dangerous time to be out and about. I'm asking for prayers from everyone, whether you like him or not. Doesn't mean that you can't pray for him to be protected and safe during his celebration time. June 14th is Flag Day, so he's celebrating that along with his birthday. June 14th commemorates the celebration of the time that we adopted the American flag as our flag on June 14th, 1777. The Uranus-Mars conjunction happens every year, and last year when it happened on July 13th, we know what happened then. That was the day of the attempted assassination of President Trump. But it was not at the anorectic degree, nor was it sitting on his Mars. This year it is. And the degree is exact, 28 degrees. Mars in Leo and Uranus at 28 degrees Taurus. Again, I ask for prayers to keep him safe from any bodily harm. Thank you. And hopefully some of you will take time to do that. We'll now continue on with the last three signs of the zodiac and what's coming for them in June of 2025. Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Capricorn. In June, the focus is on partnership, on romance, especially if you're in a committed relationship, a close friendship, or your business partnership. Three planets move into Cancer in the second part of June. Invest in your connections with other people. The Cancer new moon on the 25th is the best time for meeting new people who will end up being very important in your life. The 24th is the best day of the year for Capricorns to be meeting new people. Aquarius. June is the perfect time to tend to your personal physical needs as well as to revamp and redecorate your home. The more you care for your body right now, especially with getting enough rest, a good diet, and a little exercise, the better everything else will be in your life, and your life will begin to flow. When Mercury enters Leo on the 26th, it's an ideal time for negotiations, both personal and professional. The 26th is an ideal day for making tough decisions. Expect to make some mistakes, but know that it's not the end of the world. You have a lot of challenges ahead, but you are going to come up in this world. So good luck to you, Aquarius. Pisces. If you're looking for romance, Pisces, there's a good chance you'll find it in June. With most of the planets in Cancer mid-month, it's the perfect opportunity to get out, meet people, and have some fun. You could meet someone special during the process. The more you put yourself out there, the greatest possibility something magical will happen. The Sagittarius full moon this week on June 11th brings you into center stage, like it or not. Don't hide from attention. It's well deserved. If you're single, June could bring you that someone special, but they may not be your usual type. You're feeling extra brave at month's end, so make the most of it. Take a chance. Jump off that cliff just like the fool, and you never know where your feet will land, hopefully in the land of happiness. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we've come to the end of our show. We have our meditation coming up and some special music. June is going to be a powerful ride. Put your seatbelt on, because it's going to be a wild and bumpy ride. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. join your body with your universal body. Feel it, join with it, meld into it, and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.